It's time to engage heaven today.
What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, as I always do, and making us a part of your day. This is an amazing week. Next week, can you believe what's coming out of my mouth? Next week, our book launches. A week and one day from today, Engaging Heaven Today, the devotional launches, which we're going to do some fun stuff together. Leave me a review. I'm going to be picking some random people that have left a review and give them a free copy of the devotional, signed copy. So leave a review and get ready. So, radical obedience. In front of every Christian is like a chessboard. You know chess, right? If not, you know the game checkers. There's moves that happen in your life. I remember when I got born again, I remember being in a youth group, holding hands in a circle, sweaty palms, nervous, and it was time to pray. And I remember, like, I don't even remember the prayer. I fired off this quick prayer. All I remember is I was scared, and every other word was like, Father God, really fast. I don't know. I didn't pray powerfully. But it was a big step for me. When I did, man, I felt God afterwards, and people were encouraging me. I made a move. And then God made a move. And then I remember the time that I was at my house at night, and the Lord convicted me. It was like 9 o'clock at night one night, to take all the posters down off my wall, all the hip-hop CDs, all the t-shirts and stuff that I had from different hip-hop artists, and all of my music. I had a lot of music. In that time, your music, you could actually physically hold it. It wasn't just like online. And I had CDs and different things. And I remember the Lord told me, throw it away. And it was hard. I was thinking, why can't I just give it to somebody? You know, nope, throw it in the garbage. And that night, I remember taking two boxes full of some of the most meaningful things to me. All the CDs, I had autographed CDs from like Wu-Tang, and I mean, I had like t-shirts and album posters and pictures of me with different artists that we would go to the city and, you know, go to concerts and stuff. And I remember like throwing it away. I remember it was cold outside. I put Timberland boots on with no socks. I had shorts on in the snow, and I'm like trekking through the snow because, you know, we lived in the projects. There was like one dumpster for everybody. And I remember going to the dumpster and throwing two boxes of stuff away. And, you know, the next day, it was almost like heaven was moving on my behalf. It was incredible. And I remember that moment thinking, wow, like, when you say yes to what God wants, things really do change in you. I mean, that week, so many things that I was believing for happened. And it was like family things I was praying for. And I just remember going, wow, Lord, you're incredible. It was the chessboard, right? You move, God moves. You move, God moves. That's what obedience is. You move, God moves. You move, God moves. And when I say you move, what I'm saying is it's a move of faith that the Lord's requiring you to do. Tithing, giving is one, a huge, huge one, right? I remember making $200 a week going, there's no way I can give up $20. Not a chance I can give up $20. And the mindset was so little, right? The mindset was, how do I get, you know, how do I do just the little that's required? And let me tell you something, God honored that 20 bucks, man. I would tithe 10% and then boom. Heaven would open on my behalf. But then listen to me, friends. Most people stop. Most people say, wow, okay, that blessing from God means that my 10% is being honored. That's actually not true. you're probably cursing yourself with your 10%. What that did to me said, I'm going to continue to give and see where the end is on this thing. Right? Like, where's the threshold? Is there a point that it stops? If I give 20, 30, 40, 50? Or legit, last year, I think we gave 100% of our taxable income away. Like, does it ever end? And that's the thing with radical obedience. Most people do just enough to where they feel like they're pleasing God instead of radically obey. I will tell you, the biggest pitfall I see in people's lives is when they get older, they live a life of less obedience and less risk and less trust. We're going to talk about that after the break.
Hi, friends. We'll be right back with today's message. But first, we'd like to invite you to join our church family. We have locations in Madeira Beach, Florida, New London, Connecticut, West Haven, Connecticut, and Missoula, Montana. To learn more about our church and upcoming events, visit our website at engagingheaven.com. Thank you for listening. Now here's the rest of today's message.
So, throwing out my CDs, praying with the sweaty palms, turned into, you know, laying hands on the sick in the streets, planting churches, continuing to do it, writing books, radical faith, man. Just what has God called you to do? Do it. And the tragedy of life is most people get to a comfortable point as an adult where they stop moving. And I'm going to tell you, just like the game of chess, as we open this podcast today, I move, God moves, I move, God moves, I move, God moves, I don't move, I don't move. Do you have any people I know that are in like 20-year staring contests because they won't move? Do you know how many times I've had to tell somebody when they felt like God wasn't with them and he was nowhere to be found? And I'm like, dude, where was the last place that God told you to move? Meaning, what was the last thing God told you to do? Then you better do that. Because it's easy to run. And when you get older, there's more at stake, man. Are you kidding me? When my wife and I got married and we're like, yo, where do you want to, let's plan churches. Let's, you know, let's plant another church. Let's do this. Let's travel the world. Man, that's a risk, but not that much. Then you have kids and you're like, let's still plant churches? Let's still travel the world? Yeah, risk, still not as much. Let's plant churches now with our whole family, which means we have to move. Ah, think about it. My son's 9. Legit, I'm not even kidding. I've moved 8 or 9 times since he's been alive. As a missionary kid, what am I going to do? Sit there and wonder why he doesn't have a solid bedtime? Come on, man. We're talking about millions of lives changed around the world. You want me to give him a bedtime that you're happy with? Moving again. So I've been to Florida for not even 2 years, and I'm now in my third place, about to be my fourth. I don't get it, but here's the deal. If I would have kept the $100,000 house in Pawcatuck, Connecticut, you'd be okay with it. But I would have missed out on the millions of dollars of blessing that's coming my way on the beach in Florida. Why would I do that? But most people aren't willing to take the risk. Do you understand what I'm saying? I was driving with Jason Upton here when he came to Madeira Beach. He knows what's going on in Connecticut. He knows my life. He knows where I come from. He knows what God's done in my life. And I remember driving with him and he said to me, James, you risked everything to come here. Like everything. People are looked at you, thought that you're out of your mind, were so confused. What are you doing? He said, you gave up everything you had for this. Lord, what's the move? There is no calculation of risk. When you say yes to Jesus, you say yes. I'm not worried about it. Look, either you hear from God or you don't. I know I do. My point is, you cannot be so addicted to comfort that you fail to get the fruit that God is calling you to produce. You cannot be so addicted to whatever your lame routine is in life that you're not seeing the harvest that God's called you to do. And that doesn't mean that you're supposed to move your family 100 times. That doesn't mean you're supposed to move states. You've missed the point. The point is you're standing right now in front of the Lord with a chessboard, and you need to say, God, what have you asked me to do, and how can I be faithful with that? Are you asking me to make a move? Then I made the move. Are you asking me to make more moves within the move? Then the answer is going to be yes. But I want to be obedient. Radical obedience is what the Lord requires. We've got to be faithful. That's it for today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in with To Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.
If you were encouraged by today's message, join us in reaching others by partnering with our ministry. You can give online through our website at engagingheaven.com/give or through PushPay by texting Engaging Heaven as one word to 77977. Thank you again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to enjoy more messages like this.